Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hey, okay. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle on the internet and for the nerds. Every weekday morning. I got that out of order. Dang it! Hi, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and the news. There's a brand new episode of the Soccer Time Podcast, to change names. Full 90 Soccer Time Podcast with one of the dudes, one of the voices behind Tacoma Defiance. That is like the secondary team for the Seattle Sounders FC. He's Dave Clark, and he's in talking about what to expect from the USL squad this season. It is a awesome talk to get knowledgeable. You know, fewer jokes than most podcasts that I'm on. But that also means fewer bad jokes than most podcasts that I'm on. All right. Hey, how you feeling? How you doing today? Did you enjoy the sunshine? It was the first full sunny day of the year on Tuesday. Now here we are Thursday, looking at a third consecutive day. I had to go to the dermatologist yesterday. And the dermatologist is not outside. It is indoors, as most doctor's offices are. But as I was pulling up, the car says 60 degrees. 60 degrees out. What? This is a freak week. That's what my friend Maggie used to always call it, where you get 1 week where it's just beautiful and you forget how miserable it's about to be as it rains until July. It's coming, but I'll take it. I love just a little bit of sunshine. It's amazing how I like the rain a ton and I embrace it and it's great. And this is, found my limit, I guess, this year, because all those days of rain and cold in a row really bumming me out. Then the sun comes out and everyone's so excited. The one thing I could do without is the, what's that weird fiery thing in the sky joke, okay? That is, there are certain jokes that I think you could get away with before the internet, but everyone making it on the internet really kills it. It's probably like a thing you could say to somebody, like, that Steve in accounting, he is quite the yuck-em-up. Anyway, make whatever joke you want. I'm just being a dick. I don't know why. I do know why, but whatever. Found out that, we won't get into that. Hey, congrats to the Seattle Dragons, the XFL team, football team. Just hit 10,000 season ticket holders. That's awesome. Great job. I don't particularly like the long-term effects of football. But it's pretty cool to have another team that's doing really well. The Seattle Sounders are about to start up again. Last year, there was like this big hullabaloo about the Iron Front flag. And the Iron Front flag is supposed to oppose fascist states. But because it's in opposition to fascism, it is considered a political statement and thus banned from MLS stadiums. Sounders had a hard time because MLS is against it. Sounders were like pretty okay with it. But then like the ECS... the guy who leads all the chants got kicked out. This and that, back and forth, back and forth. Well, this year, MLS has removed the verbiage about the Iron Front flag from their list of banned stuff in the code of conduct. SoundArtHeart.com reported it came a bit later than most many supporters had hoped, but MLS released its revised fan code of conduct on Tuesday with some notable changes that reflect negotiations between the league and supporters groups. Gone is language that banned political signage and explicit call-outs for displays like the Iron Front flag. Still not allowed to hold up like a flag that's like I love Bernie or go Trump or whatever. You can't do electioneering, campaigning, or advocating for or against any candidate specifically, but you can now support whatever your cause is. So good job, MLS. It's easy to get annoyed by like political things like this that get real ugly, but it's nice when there's a decent outcome. You know what else is nice? A warm day with a delicious beer.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Congrats to the beer nerds at Fremont Brewing and Holy Mountain Brewing. Both breweries made the world top 100 list at ratebeer.com, aka the website I pull up every time I go beer shopping and decide I want to spend 25 minutes choosing something before ultimately falling back on another beer I already know. Surprised Rubens isn't on there, or Cloudburst for that matter. Two in Washington, three from Oregon, all delicious beer, all right. Gun bills in Olympia failed to pass yesterday. According to King5.com, quote, bills that would have limited how many rounds can be stored in gun magazines and what guns can be sold did not pass in Olympia. Neither bill was approved before Wednesday's 5 p.m. deadline. And in somber news, today would have been Kurt Cobain's 53rd birthday. Aww. Around this time next year, he will have been gone for as long as he was here. That's sad. Rest in peace, Kurt.
You just got news.
Oh my God, this headline is so crazy. A French footballer was banned 5 years for biting a dude's penis while on the pitch after a match. I'm sorry, he did what? On the wiener? I guess some sort of fight broke out post-match, and yeah. Guy's suspended for 5 years. I feel like that's 5 years too short. Also, tell that to the guy who got his wiener bitten. Moving on. I don't have a Galaxy phone, a Samsung phone, but I guess a lot of people got some weird text message.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
No, someone at Samsung is probably fired after they accidentally sent out a Find My Phone notification to all Galaxy owners. Uh-oh. So if you check your phone this morning only to find a message reading just the single number one, you are definitely not alone and the robots are not necessarily out for you. Don't worry, it's not Russia.
China.
Or China, probably. In computer news, Larry Tesler, the guy who literally invented cut, copy, and paste on a computer, sadly had his Alt F4 pushed by whatever god he answers to. Translation, he died. Without his innovation, can you imagine how much longer you'd have to stare at your screen every day? We'd have fully become insects by now, chasing the blue glow. Although, would that mean we would have our bones on the outside? Yeah, well, RIP, Mr. Tesla. And finally, a little good news about progressing into a renewable energy future. More and more studies indicate that via the trio of wind, water, and solar, humanity could run transportation, heat and cool homes and offices, and meet the demands of a ton of industry using all renewables by mid-century. That's only like 30 years from now. Well, I'm gonna be old. Ah, that's just great. We'll have the perfect infrastructure in place to power the robots to victory over us squishy humans. Side note, there sure is a huge gap in sports teams naming themselves after robot stuff. I guess we prefer teams that are named after things that we could kill with our guns.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, that is your low energy end of the show. I'm sorry, I gotta bring my higher energy. The worst. I'm out of here.
The end of the end of the show. The end of the end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.